All right, hello and welcome to a new episode of the Jack Hellos podcast, the first one for 2023. So happy new year to everybody listening. I hope everybody had a great holiday period, great Christmas if you celebrate, and of course, a very happy new year. Hopefully you did something to send off 2022, and even if you didn't, don't worry. I definitely didn't. I had a very low-key New Year's Eve. Been a very long year, and to be honest, just sitting, watching a movie, and then watching the fireworks on TV and being in bed straight after 12, that sounded great to me. So yeah, I hope everybody had a great end to 2022 and is looking forward to their goals in 2023 and achieving those. Just wanted to say a really big thank you to everyone before we kick off today. The support for this podcast has been unreal. Like, I couldn't have imagined the amount of support that I've gotten so far on this podcast. And, you know, not just from the guests coming on and being willing to lend their time, which I appreciate massively, but to all of you who have listened, to all of you who have shared with a friend or a family member or just someone in the fitness industry or something like that, it really means a lot. So thank you to everybody who has been supporting this podcast in every which way. And to those of you who have left reviews and stuff, favorable reviews, a big thank you as well. It helps a lot. So yeah, it's been going really well. And this is actually the first episode where I'm just sitting talking by myself. So if you are looking for an exciting guest today, I'm sorry, there isn't one. It's just little old me. But that's because I want to talk about my mini cut. And this is something that I did in the final weeks of 2022 that I got a lot of questions about on Instagram. And I made a couple of posts about as well. But I got a lot of really good questions. And I decided, you know what? I think there's a lot of stuff we can talk about here that's going to be very relevant for this time of year as well, coming out the back end of the holiday period, starting a new year, people looking at, you know, body comp goals for the new year ahead. So firstly, what is a mini cut? A mini cut is simply just a short fat loss phase. It's generally going to be, for me, I see it as being under 8 weeks. Mine personally was 7. I lost 7 kilograms in 7 weeks. And while you may be thinking that that's quite aggressive, you need to look at my starting body weight. My starting body weight was 94 kilograms, or just about. It was 93.9 to be exact. And I lost 7 kilograms in those 7 weeks, a kilo a week. And generally with a fat loss phase, while they're never linear and you can never really put an exact number on things, I really like to shoot for about 0.8 to 1.2% of a client's body weight in loss per week over a fat loss phase. Now, is that going to happen linearly every week? No. Is that kind of what I'm looking at trying to average out over a 12, 16, 20 week period? Yes, generally. So for me, being 93.9, 1% would have been about 0.94, 0.95 to round up kilos per week. And then obviously you need to factor in that generally that first week you're going to see a little bit more loss anyway because you're cutting carbohydrates. So, you know, food volume is going down, glycogen stored is going down, water stored is going down. So there's a lot of other factors in there. So was it 7 kilos of pure body fat? Nah. Was it quite a lot of body fat? Yeah, I did actually lose quite a bit. I got quite lean and I'm really happy with it. But there would definitely have been, you know, some other factors in there too. So really it comes down to the weight that you are when you start. You know, if you're a smaller individual, if you're, you know, 60 kilos, for example, you definitely wouldn't want to be losing 7 kilos in 7 weeks. No, you'd probably be looking at more somewhere between 3 and, you know, if you're going really aggressive, maybe 4, you'd want to be a little bit slower. Because if you then extrapolated that over a, you know, proper fat loss phase of 12, 16, 20 weeks, imagine doing like a 16 week diet starting at 60 kilograms and losing a kilo a week, there'd be nothing left of you. So yeah, you really would not want to be doing that. So yeah, I did 7 weeks and I lost the 7 kilos. And the reason behind why I chose to do it was simply because I'd spent 11 months in a surplus with my calories high. And to be honest, this is the most first world problem sounding sentence I think I'm ever going to utter, but I got sick of having to eat so much. Yeah, I can't believe I just said that, showing my privilege. But, you know, my calories were really, really high. They were bordering on about 4,000. And for me, I am someone with quite a good appetite. Like, I can eat. But when I build, I don't like doing it in a dirty manner. And I don't really, like, advise that to anyone either, because you do just kind of tend to feel like shit. Like, yeah, okay, being able to eat a lot of like pizza and burgers and stuff to start with sounds amazing, but do it for a couple of weeks, you're going to start feeling sick, you're going to start feeling run down, you're going to start feeling like you don't have anywhere near as much energy as you did previously, and it's not going to be the most fun time. So for me, I still try to eat pretty well and make sure that I hit my macros and all that sort of stuff when I'm building. I just have a little bit more of a loose approach, I suppose, to it than when I'm dieting. And I was getting sick of eating. I'd also gained about 12 kilograms over the course of the year in 11 months. And I was the heaviest I'd ever been, which was really cool. But at the same time, you know, just regular activities were starting to feel a lot harder than they have done previously. Even I was getting back to my old apartment block and like only having to walk up two or three flights of stairs, but getting up those flights of stairs, I was noticing that I was a lot more out of breath. And I was like, Jesus, like, you know, really, really struggling here a little bit. So I decided, you know what, we're coming into the Australian summer, because obviously being the land down under, we have our summer over December, January, February. And I was like, I'm going to be spending time by the pool. I'm going to be spending time by the beach. I'm going to be spending a lot more time with my shirt off. I'd like to not only feel a bit more comfortable digestive wise, but also a little bit more comfortable in my own skin too. As while I was really happy with the muscle that I'd put on and the weight I'd gained, you know, I was a little bit fluffier than really than I'd ever been in my lifting life. And so I decided, you know, why not kind of see a little bit more of what we built over the course of the year and just kind of see where things are at. So that's why I didn't do a full fat loss phase either. I didn't dive into like a 14-week diet like I did last year because I was prepping to do a photo shoot last year. This year, it was just a case of I just want to be a little bit leaner. I don't really want to be shredded. I don't want to be competing or photo shoots or anything like that. I just want to be able to feel a little bit more comfortable in all aspects physically. So not just with how I looked, but, you know, being able to feel like I could walk up and down a set of stairs a bit easier, or, you know, where I recently moved, you know, I'm a big football, or for the Aussies, an American soccer fan. And I like being able to go and kick a ball around with my mates. And there was no way I was going to be able to run around for an hour and kick a football at 94 kilos. So I was like, okay, I want to be able to prioritize doing a little bit more over the summer. So I'm going to do that. Now, that may sound awesome, and for me it was, but this isn't really an ideal tactic for a lot of people. And you're probably thinking, what do you mean, Jack? Like, you know, you're always telling people not to just aim to get shredded and stuff. Why not try and just get a little bit leaner and all that sort of stuff? And that is great, absolutely, especially in theory. And that is kind of probably a little bit more sustainable for a lot of people. However, the big key thing here is that I spent 11 months in a surplus. And I can guarantee you that the majority of you listening to this haven't spent the last 11 months in a surplus. Maybe have never spent that long with your calories high. And that's okay. Like, not everybody needs to do that. But that's why I don't do mini cuts very often, is because generally I find that people use them as a little bit of a crutch. Okay. So they feel like they can fall back on a mini cut anytime they start to get slightly uncomfortable in a build phase. And there's a difference between being very, very uncomfortable in terms of like, you feel very heavy, you feel sluggish, your energy levels are disappearing, your digestion's off because you're eating so much food, all that sort of stuff, and just being like, oh my God, my shorts fit a little bit tighter than they did a couple of weeks ago. And this is something that I see a lot as a coach, is I get people coming to me and they're like, yeah, I've been building, I've had my calories up. And I'm like, great, awesome, let's jump into fat loss. How long have your calories been up for? And they go, 6 weeks. And I'm like, man, that's not enough. You know, that's not enough. It is, again, just another kind of yo-yo dieting sort of thing, but people then think it's better because you're intentionally bringing your calories up for a period of time. And they don't realize that, you know, 6 weeks of building is going to do fuck all for anyone. Seriously. Like, unless you are a complete newbie to the gym, or you are swimming in so much juice that it's coming out of your ears, it's really not going to do anything for you. And I do think that there is a little bit of this kind of like skewed idea of what a build phase can entail by what you see from bodybuilders on YouTube and stuff. And that's not talking shit about bodybuilders or anything. It's just that, you know, if you are an enhanced athlete who looks after every aspect of their regimen, you know, you probably can go and build muscle for 12 weeks or something like that and actually put on a good amount of size, especially given the amount of food that these guys and girls eat. You know, like they're eating thousands of calories a day. But if you're someone who's just done a diet phase, you got quite lean, you're now maintaining your calories at like 2100, you know, and you've sort of gone up to 2300, you've put on half a kilo in the last 6 weeks and you're starting to feel a bit like, oh my God, the scale is starting to climb. You know, you aren't going to have put on very much muscle, if any, in that time at all. You know, even for myself, like that 11 months of surplus and I gained 12 kilos, I can guarantee you that if I'm lucky, maybe a quarter of that is muscle mass, if I'm lucky. You know, and I'd like to think it is because I can compare photos of the body weight that I'm at now with when I was at this body weight last year, and I'm a lot leaner now and a lot bigger, which is great. But you know, I really doubt that it's substantially any more than maybe 3 to 4, if I'm lucky, kilos of muscle mass that I've put on in the last year. And, you know, I'm in my sort of, you know, I'm in like my 5th, 6th year of lifting, but I'd probably say, you know, lifting with a good program and a good coach and spending time with calories up, I'm only really in my sort of like 4th year now. So, you know, I'm well out of my newbie gains phase and I'm completely natural and don't bodybuild. You know, I train like a bodybuilder, but I don't compete or anything like that. So, you know, for me, that's a good rate of gain. But for a lot of people, if you are just, you know, 6 weeks up, 6 weeks down, 6 weeks up, 6 weeks down, you're taking one step forward to then take 3 steps backwards. And then if you take 3 steps backwards and take 1 step forward and then take 3 steps backwards again, you are just going backwards. And if a best case scenario, you're going in circles, essentially. So you're either going backwards or you're going in circles. And neither of those things are going to be good for you mentally or physically, especially in the long run. So that's why I don't really advise mini cuts for a lot of people. But again, it's context dependent. So I had a lady ask me on Instagram when I posted this exact thing. I said that I don't recommend mini cuts for a lot of my clients. And she said, how about if you've got a holiday coming up in 8 weeks? And I said, okay, well, I'd want to know a little bit more about sort of your situation. When was the last time you dieted and stuff, you know? But, you know, she said to me, she's like, I haven't dieted for, you know, a good 6 to 9 months. She's like, I've had calories at maintenance. I haven't really been building, but like, you know, I'd like to just be a bit leaner for this holiday. Then in that situation, yeah, possibly like I'd be a bit more open to that. But again, it's dependent, you know, are we going to diet for the holiday, come back from the holiday having eaten way too much and then want to diet again to kind of bring ourselves back down? You know, would we then maybe just be better off kind of cutting calories back just a tiny bit, just to get a little bit leaner? And then when you go away, you don't feel deprived and don't feel like you have to go all out and gain a couple of kilos. You know, it's, there's a lot of different ways of doing this. And that's where I maybe think that mini cuts for a lot of people are just more of a danger and more of a hazard than they are anything else. But if you know, if you can justify doing one, then they're not evil, you know, at the end of the day. Like, they are a very useful tool. And if there are people out there listening to this who do, you know, their jobs do rely on their body a little bit more, whether that be, you know, someone who's an athlete, whether you're a model, whether you're, you know, whether you're just an influencer, you know, and you want to look a certain way for your content and stuff, you know, then mini cuts can be a little bit more of a better tool. But for someone who's trying to maximize the amount of muscle mass they can gain and really like push their body composition over the next, you know, couple of years to a really, really solid level, I just don't think that they're worth it for a lot of people. And the other thing too is it's going to be based off your ability to adhere. So for me, I'm a massive fitness nerd. And I like numbers and I really like hitting numbers. And it brings me a lot of joy to hit numbers, not just in fitness, just in general life. Like, I set goals for myself and I like ticking those things off. So tracking and adherence wise with calories and macros and workouts and stuff, I'm very anal retentive about it. And I really want to hit the numbers. Whereas if you're someone who's a little bit more lax and you're kind of like, ah, it was over today, but that's okay. Like, I'll get back on it tomorrow. Then you hit your calories for a couple more days and you're like, oh, going out for tacos with the girls, it's fine. You go over a little bit and then, you know, on the Saturday, oh, you know, partner said, let's go to the movies. You go and get dinner afterwards. And again, you're over by a bit. Like, that's not going to help you in a mini cut because you're going to have a lot smaller of a period of time to be able to actually work with and to get yourself a result. So again, I think if you're someone who wants to be able to balance life and fitness a lot better, then taking a longer term sustainable approach to fat loss is going to be the better option. Whereas for me, I only didn't hit my calories on 3 days of the 7 weeks. One of those was a complete accident. I was really stressed, and my girlfriend Denise had bought some really nice Turkish delight. I love Turkish delight. And it was like proper stuff, not like the fries, crappy chocolate jelly thing, like actual Turkish delight. It was rose flavored, which is my favorite. And I thought each piece was one serving, and it turned out that each piece was two servings, and I ate two pieces, so I had four servings, and it put me over my calorie intake by about 300 calories. And I was like, oh shit. Oh well, you know, tomorrow, just whatever, it happens, just get back onto it, which is exactly what I did. And it was really nice. Like, to be honest, I don't regret it at all, because obviously it's not gonna screw my progress just one day. And then the other 2 days, one of them was my brother's birthday. And I ate at maintenance calories on those days, because again, I'm very on top of these numbers. I can put myself up to maintenance for a couple of days very happily. And then I actually had one untracked day where I went to a restaurant here in Sydney called Sake with some really good friends of mine. And it's a restaurant that I'd wanted to go to for years. Like, when I tell you years, like genuinely, like 2-3 years, I remember a guy that I used to train with at my old gym, Healthmates in Panania. You know, he went once and he showed me like the picture of the sushi, and we used to talk about it all the time of like going. And I went with Denise and some really good friends of ours, and I just decided, you know what, I'm not gonna track this. I don't care. Like, I'm a week out from the end of my mini cut. I know my calories are dropping for a week next week, and I'm just gonna say, you know, I'm in a really good position here. I am very lean already. We've already hit the goal weight that we wanted. Anything else was just going to be a little bit of a bonus. So I just enjoyed it. And because I just enjoyed it, I didn't feel the need to overeat too much. You know, at the end of the day, we basically just got lots of share plates, and I had my fill of the share plates, and I didn't feel like I needed to absolutely just smash all of this food. In fact, in the end, I was probably only maybe 600 calories over my deficit calories, which would have put me at maintenance anyway. So, you know, it was no stress there. But these are the things, the tools that you kind of need when you're doing a shorter term fat loss phase like this, is knowing that one bad day isn't going to, you know, screw you over for your progress, and you can just get back on the wagon the next day. But being able to get back on the wagon and adhere again for then the next, you know, few weeks straight or whatever, because you do have a tighter deadline. And so, as I said, for a lot of people, I think being able to have a more sustainable long-term approach to fat loss is going to teach you better lessons, and also allow you to balance that fat loss phase with birthdays, with anniversaries, with events, with holidays, all that sort of stuff, and also kind of give you the tools to be able to then go and do those events and not have them kind of cause a chain reaction, essentially. So that was my mini cut. That was kind of why I did it, why I don't think that it's great for a lot of people, even though it can be a very good tool. And again, this is where it's always important. Like, just because I say it's not great for everybody right now doesn't mean that I'll never get anybody to do one, and there's never an application. And this is something that I want to go into in a future podcast, is this whole idea of like what's best, what's not best, and that's the only thing to go for. No, sometimes there is a middle ground. But one other question that I did get asked was, what did I do with my training? What did I do with my nutrition? And I'm actually going to run through that for you now. You know, I don't like giving people exact numbers, so I'm not going to do that. But I am going to tell you what we did, basically. You know, I'm not going to give you the exact program and the exact calories and stuff, but I am going to run you through a basic outline of what I did. So, took the calories that we were building on for the last 4 weeks of the build, because we did up them one more time before we decided to go into the mini cut, we being me and my coach Mark. And then we went into a 30% deficit off those calories. And I was pretty much maintaining my weight on those build calories. So for that 4 weeks, my weight actually hadn't budged despite the bump up in calories. So we slashed calories by 30%, again, being quite aggressive because we knew it was a short-term thing. And that's where we set those. And then program-wise, we actually kept reps lower. So this is something that's been foxing a lot of people lately, is that when I diet clients, and actually, you know, something that Mark's started doing a lot more of as well, he was saying on the podcast the other day when I had him on, you can go check that episode out after this one, was, you know, we actually go with lower rep schemes, because then you can actually save a bit of energy, and, you know, not having as many carbs, you don't need to you know, like you don't feel like you're kind of in as much of an energy deficit in your sessions. Like you're able to get through your sessions a lot better, rather than doing lots of 15 to 20 rep sets, which isn't going to be better for fat loss. It's just, you know, you just feel a bit more of a burn. So most of what we did with the program was between 5 and 10 reps. So really in that hypertrophy rep range. And then, you know, this last program, we actually decided let's push some big numbers to round the year out. And my A series was actually a 6-5-4-3. Four sets. First set, 6 reps. Second set, 5 reps. Third set, 4 reps. Final set, 3 reps. And I hit a PB on my squat. I hit 155 kilograms for 3. I hit a PB on my pronated pull-ups, which was body weight plus 25 kilograms for 3. And this is all up. So all up, the body weight was 87.5 plus the 25 is 112.5 kilograms. I'd never hit that for 3 on a pronated grip pull-up. And my bench press, I hit 120 kilograms for 3. So these were all big numbers for me at the end of a deficit. And that just kind of goes to show that you shouldn't really be losing strength in a deficit, especially not for the first, you know, good percentage of that deficit. If you diet for 20, 24 weeks, yes, by the end of it, you are going to start running out of some steam, especially given the amount of weight you'll probably lose. But, you know, if you're doing a diet phase for between, you know, let's say you're doing a mini cut for 6 weeks, between that and doing a fat loss phase for maybe 12 to 14 weeks, you really shouldn't be dropping down too much in strength. And that's more an issue in your programming than it is in, you know, energy deficit and all that sort of stuff. Steps wise, I'm a very active person anyway. You know, I routinely will do 12 to 14,000 steps without trying, just a bundle of nervous energy, and I can't sit still. Walking is also my primary mode of transport because I only live, you know, 5 minutes from the city, basically. So it's very easy for me to get everywhere. And the weather here in Australia has been beautiful lately. So I've been out and moving about. So my steps lately basically just been the same as when I was in a build. When I was in the build, I was a little more conscious to try and keep them down a little bit to help me gain weight a little bit easier. But yeah, I haven't been going out and doing excessive amounts of steps. I've had one or two days where I have gone and kicked a ball with mates where step count's been a little bit higher, but that's not been like planned cardio, and I haven't done any extra cardio either. And we only actually changed calories once, and that was in the final week of the deficit, just to skin off a little bit extra, just finish off strong. And we only dropped calories by about 120 for that week before then bringing them back up over Christmas. So you can see how this mini cut, there wasn't really this like overthinking anything. There wasn't really this massive like overhaul of training and nutrition and all that sort of stuff. It was really just, let's drop down the calories by 30%. And then let's just, with the programming, keep the programming pretty similar and build on what we were doing anyway, rather than doing this massive 180 because we're dieting. And these are some mistakes that I think a lot of people make, whether they're doing their own programs and nutrition or even like newer coaches, is approaching fat loss with a completely different mindset to what you approach any other phase with. And while yes, food has to be lower, movement possibly has to be a little bit higher, you don't have to rewrite the entire rule book just to get somebody to lose fat, whether that be yourself, a client, or anyone. You simply have to work with what you've actually got, essentially. And I've got a few posts on my Instagram, Jack Ellis Fitness, if you don't follow me, around what I did in the mini cut. So, you know, around my training specifically, especially, because as you can see, nutrition was very, very simple. And that brings me on to the final point that I want to talk about today, which is New Year's goals and New Year's resolutions. This is something I've really changed my mind on in the last sort of 2 years or so. I used to be really anti New Year's resolution. I used to be quite a bitter prick when it came to New Year's resolutions. I was like, oh no, so many people don't follow through, blah, blah, blah. But the more research I've done into this and the more I've tried to make New Year's a very positive kind of time of year for my clients and for people that I coach, the more I've realized the power of kind of starting on that day one kind of thing and kind of the mental fortitude of being able to say, okay, this year I'm going to absolutely do it. You know, I've got this big canvas in front of me, this new year, this blank canvas that I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to try my darndest to make this the best year that I absolutely can. And if you're setting goals now and you're setting, you know, things that you want to achieve this year, make them long-term, okay? make them long term and start looking at the actions that you can take to get there. So again, you know, if you've decided this year you want to lose fat and you want to lose, let's say you want to lose 20 kilos of body fat, you know, you're not going to be focusing just on the losing the 20 kilos. I want you to start focusing on the actions that you can take to get there. So increase your step count. You know, that's the first one. Start moving more. And then on top of that, I want you to start tracking your calories and seeing how much food you're actually eating a day. And then as you're weighing yourself and you're taking the data there, you can look at, okay, what's my weight doing? Oh my God, I started tracking calories and being more mindful of my food. My weight's actually already started to come down. I probably don't need to reduce my calories anymore just yet. I might just look at making more of those calories come from protein. Or I might look at, you know, there are certain days where I feel more hungry and I've noticed that those are days where I don't eat breakfast. So I'll start incorporating breakfast into more days. You know, you start taking these little actions over the long term across this blank canvas of a year, you will see the outcomes that you desire. Okay, so that's my big advice for anyone to kind of sign this off, being a New Year's podcast and all, is focus on the actions that you can take to get to your outcome, not just on the outcome. Because if you only focus on the outcome, you're not going to get there. You're just not. And the reason being for that is that you're just going to berate yourself every day that you're not there, or every day that you don't take a step closer. You know, if you are focusing on, I'm tracking my food, I'm hitting my calories, I've been nailing my step count, I've been training hard 3 to 4 days a week, and I've not been a silly bastard with it. You know, I've been doing the right exercises, or, you know, mainly just focusing on exercises that I can get the most bang for my buck in and that I enjoy and that I can get into the gym and hit. You know, you will find that over time that outcome gets closer and closer and closer and closer. And then you just start working on, okay, what actions do I have to take to get over plateaus, rather than just constantly thinking it's another day and I haven't lost any weight, or it's another day and I've only lost 0.1 kilo. Like, you lost 0.1 kilo. That's great. That's less weight to lose that you have now than you had yesterday. So focus on those actions, focus on the small steps to get there. Don't only focus on what the end result is going to be, because the end result will come. And to be honest, you might get to what you originally had as the outcome and not be satisfied. That happens. But you also might get 3/4 of the way to the outcome that you originally planned on and be very satisfied and be like, okay, I don't actually need to go any further. You know, now what actions do I take to maintain and build on this? So look at your actions. And I would say for most of you, that action is not going to be running a 6 to 8 week mini cut. Believe me, for most of you, it's probably going to be looking at long-term sustainable fat loss, or it's going to be looking at long-term muscle gain. If you need any help with that, I don't just run a podcast and an Instagram account. I do actually coach human beings. So you can sign up for coaching with me if you do need the help. Otherwise, I wish you the best of luck in 2023. Let's all go out there and get our goals. And I'm really excited to see where we all end up in about a year's time. Hope everybody has a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon. Goodbye.